I've got Alice Russell with me, and we're in the basement.
Nice.
And it's really good to see you.
It's nice to see you, Governor.
Governor. Quantic, I can see something in front of me here because you did a record this year, which you've done a lot of records.
What are we saying?
Have you done too many records? How many have you done, Alice?
Not enough. Five of my own solo ones, and then a lot of stuff with Quantic. But then the only one we did properly, just me and him, was the last one,
which was a fantastic record.
Planning the next one.
Are you already? And the last time I saw you was at Coco's. That was a great night.
Oh yeah, that was good.
It was that midweek, completely packed,
nice and hot and sweaty,
and. And the Colombians came in.
Oh, yeah. Amazing. Alfredito and Freddie. Amazing. I learnt a lot. I started learning percussion off Freddie, which I got really into. So I'm like, ooh.
Because I know there'd been a problem before with the visas, right?
Oh, yeah. Just stupid paperwork. So yeah. He named and shamed, and it seemed to turn it around because they were not going to make it. So
you spent quite a lot of time there.
Well, I'd like to spend more, but, you know. But the next one we're playing in Brazil. That's the next plan in our mine and Will's minds. So we're just trying to look at organising that.
So what kind of thing are you going to do?
I want to go a bit psychedelic with the next one. I really do. And he's already hooked up with some lovely string arrangers, musicians there. He's been doing sort of a bit of groundwork. We're just going to get a studio for 2 weeks and go and see what happens.
And where have you been to Brazil before?
No, I'm a little Brazil virgin. I can't believe it. It's like one of them. Well, I've wanted to go since I was little, so...
Yeah, get involved. And what about him? Has he done stuff there?
Yeah.
He hasn't recorded there, though.
He has. He did. He worked with a string player on one of the albums from Rio. Was it? Yeah. So he's already been doing a lot of work there and DJing there and, you know, finding reasons together as much as he can, as well as Colombia. So.
You know what we should do at this point? Because I know we've kind of... We haven't got a plan on this interview. but whilst we're talking about Brazil... I do think you should tell me an artist that you always listen to that comes from Brazil.
Elis Regina is one of my favourite singers from Brazil. She's got that real gutsy soul sound.
Elis is a really good idea.
I think she's beautiful.
Did they call her the Ella Fitzgerald of Brazil?
Yeah, she deserves that. I mean, she's beautiful. And a bit of a nutter, apparently. an intense lady.
All women singers of a certain type are nutters, right?
Like weird horses, bolt them in the stable, put them in.
It's going to be tough being a girl singer. No, but I mean, you know, the thing is, I must admit, I don't think I've ever met a girl singer, who is completely dull. They're never dull. You got to live it. It's like, you know, it's hardcore sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah, and you're often with loads of guys as well, so you got that, you know.
It's brutal.
It's brutal out there.
Men's world.
It's horrible
on the
there.
Touring circuit. Okay, great. Well, let's play some Elise.
Yeah.
Elise Regina.
Face sob o sol, os olhos na cruz. Os heróis do bem prosseguem na brisa. A paz na ponta dos arietes, a conversão para os infiéis. Para trás ficou a marca da cruz na fumaça negra. Herói, só quem tentou sabe como dói vencer Satã só com orações. Ei, anda, acataranda, que Deus tudo vê. Ei, anda, acataranda, que Deus tudo vê.
Alice Regina, sounding brilliant. Alice Russell and myself. First of all, actually, the Brazilian album with Quantic is obviously early stages.
Well, we're just planning a visit in January, basically. At the moment, we're just about to book the ticket, so, yeah.
So, literally, and that'll be a recording session?
We're going to write and record. We might do a little bit of... We'll both come up with some ideas before we go, but I think we want to do it as fresh as we can, so we're just going to go in, do the first 2 weeks, see how that goes, and then we might do another 2 weeks at the end of the year, because I think then it'll be touring time for me, and so we just want to get started on it, because otherwise it just feels like time just going.
Right, so do you feel you have to put yourself under a certain pressure situation to really deliver the art?
The goods. Just yeah. Book those tickets and get over there and... Mm. Make sure it overlaps with Carnival, you know, that kind of thing. You know, treat yourself.
Got to do it. Got to be inspired.
You have, exactly.
Got to be inspired. So that's the record that we can hardly wait for. But in the meantime, you've made a record and I've played a couple of tracks off it already and it sounds amazing, mm-hmm. right? It's the new Alice Russell album.
Yeah. Did it with the lovely Alex Cowan, TM Duke. We wrote it all together and, yeah, finally it's come to fruition. Feels like it's taken a while, but, you know, there's been other things going on.
I was on different radio stations when you first told me about it.
I know, you were on Radio 1, I came and saw you in the middle of the night.
God, yeah, that was at least a year ago.
God, I don't know how you did that. It's like, it's pretty crazy though, you had like, nice little...
Yeah, it was alright, we used to get away with a lot.
Wild hearts and wild souls beneath the trees, an open sea, a life for miles stretched out before. I miss your voice and how it felt. We had it all with wild souls. You were away across the sea, you left a crack. But now I know how it feels when it's cold as the winter moves into your heart. And the tears roll with words. Don't you long for the stars? Long for the stars. I love you. Caught in the wind that blew away. But wild souls tell fruitful tales of cities lore. So now I know how it feels when it's cold as the winter moves into your heart. And the tears roll with words. Don't you long for the start? Long for the start.
you did an incredible job at set this year, because I had to thank you for that, because it was all a bit wobbly. It was a Thursday night and it was the only bad weather night that there's ever been there.
Storm coming.
And so we had to cancel the theatre, and it meant that everything that was on at the Lighthouse, which was the late night venue, had to be doubled up with all the theatre groups. So we suddenly had Robert Glasper and Eska, and then Little Dragon, and then you came on. And I just thought, my God, poor Alice, you've had to, because you were there all night.
It was 5 a.m. and I'd had a few drinks by then.
It was really hard. And I say it's a bit of a similar feeling when I did the radio show.
You have to hold yourself back.
You do have to hold yourself back, and you have more time to think about stuff.
Mm. Oh, yeah. I was like, ooh.
Yeah, no, you did amazingly well. Because I tell you, I don't think many people would have been able to sort of lift it like you did at that
hold
time.
Hold it down.
It was amazing. So, anyway, that was a while ago that we first talked about the album, but the album's done and recorded now.
It's all done and dusted.
So, TM Duke, partner in crime.
He is.
You two, how long have you been?
Little Pinky. Quite a while. I mean, sort of as long as I've been working with Will, Mr. Quantic, really, on and off, because I've done stuff for his stuff and, yeah.
Who introduced who first?
It was True Thoughts, but even though I knew Al, who's a bit younger than me in Suffolk, we used to go to parties, so I remember him and the look of him. And then I met him in Brighton, but it was through True Thoughts.
Definitely chemistry.
He's a good chap.
So has he produced, what, the last two, three?
Yeah, and we've co-written them as well. So he writes as well. He's a wicked writer. And we bounce off each other, so it's kind of good. Dust is one of the tracks on the album, which is actually, it's going to sound a bit boring and weird now. It involves something to do with Inland Revenue and loads of horrible letters coming through the post and annoying bureaucracy. And that was going on, and that song came from that. And it feels like that was quite a theme for me on that record. about frustration. There's a lot of frustration going on in the last 3 years.
Okay, and do you think... No, that's fair enough, I'm sure, but I think that probably affects so many people in music. And did you feel
boring.
That maybe... Well, boring, but actually important, that, you know, the education of what you're letting yourself in for and the kind of people around you that are taking decisions for you, do you feel that, you know, you were misinformed?
I think there's a bit of that, and there's trust issues. They can be in loving relationships and work relationships where you think people will treat you in a good way, or, you know, treat each other like you want to be treated, or, get out of the room. I think that's the way to go. And you'd never think someone's going to do that, and then they sometimes do. Hey, that's life.
Would be quite envious of you, the fact that you've got this really solid fan base in a place like France.
Ah, yeah, it is good, and they treat you very well. You know, lovely food, lovely wine, great sound systems, often really good equipment, like the actual music can actually sound good. And yeah, get to hang out quite a lot.
Is it your number one territory?
I think it might be.
Better than the UK?
I think so. UK needs to open its arms again. And embrace me.
What is it that's difficult about the UK? Is it a little bit too kind of fashion? Not fashion, but it's all about the hype, isn't it, in a way? And once you're not in that little hype thing, it's kind
yeah.
of, I don't know.
It is, but it isn't. And there's so much music coming out of here. It needs to go out and come back again. It's kind of that kind of vibe, I think.
Yeah.
But, you know.
But, I mean, you've got your solid fan base here. It's more kind of like, I find that here in the UK, there's a certain... people with influence and it's like there's 10 key people, 10
yeah.
key blogs, and if they all decide that you're the one, you're gonna,
that'll be it,
that's it a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, meanwhile you just have to keep doing your thing, and then every 8 years you get they bring you in again. It's you've got to just go through those cycles of being in their world of hip or not hip.
Hip or not hip.
Kind of thing.
It is. And it's weird touring because when you go away and abroad, they treat you really, you know, you get all the right. Come here and you get a smack in the face and a reduced Tesco sandwich and maybe one crisp between six, a little bite each. But then having said that, the last Coco gig was wicked. And, you know, there's places like London, Brighton, Bristol, a bit of that.
Favourite place outside of the obvious big cities for you to play?
Ooh, what, in the UK?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, you're really going for it now, aren't
you? Have
you
been sort of, there must be a little place like, you
Dundee.
Know. Dundee. Really?
That was with the QSO. That was years ago.
They're well
weird
up for
little
it
house.
There.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Well up for it in Dundee.
Yeah.
I've only been there once, but it was unforgettable.
Hot. And
it was nice to have been there twice. It was unforgettable. I love going to Scotland. I haven't been going much, actually, recently.
Oh, I love it up there. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's so funny. It's so different. So close, but it is different, isn't
it? Yeah.
Very different. What about Wales? Are you big in Swansea?
Ooh, should be a bit bigger because our bass player's from Cardiff. So we've done a few shows down there,
right.
But not enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone's got a little tale to tell down there on the street. You just get stopped and have a little, end up 30 minutes hearing someone's story. It's pretty cool.
Do you love touring?
Yeah. When you're on it, you love it. And then you kind of want to have a break. And then when you're not doing it, you want to get back on. So it's that weird yin-yang thing going on.
Do you ever get depressed on tour? Or does it wait? Do you have to wait until you get back before you kind of go for a bit of a come down?
Sometimes you do. I think with us, like, we all know each other so well, but you sometimes just need to go off on your own. Like, in the last Quantic tour, it was quite intense, loads of promo on the days off. So in Lisbon and places I know and love, I just take myself off and have a little coffee and a, you know, a little pasta dinner, then just chill out, read my book.
Everybody, ooh, ooh, all right, all right, dance. Drinking.
Heartbreaker remix. This one came at an angle. No idea who the remixer is.
From Bonfrance. Sylvain from the record label sort of went and found some people that he thought would be cool to do it. Because we had some UK guys doing it. And yeah, put his feelers out and came back with that. That little gem.
Very strong. And there's also a good 40DL remix.
Yeah, that's ace.
Each of us is born alone. Well, welcome to the twilight zone. You can leave with only what you bring. Things we cannot see appear. Singing songs we cannot hear. And everything is surely everything. And meanwhile in the ghettos, dust and gloom, bird is blowing in his room. See, all those notes won't take the pain away. And man, you'll surely come to heart with that.
sister hits these streets at night. Say the wind blows chilly and little Willie needs new shoes. So just tell her, say tell her what you wanna do. Boogie, bop, a boogaloo. I said tell her what you wanna do. Boogie, bop, a boogaloo. Tell her what you wanna do. Boogie, bop, a boogaloo. I said tell her what you wanna do.
Okay, let's play a few. Oh God, this is a
what?
Good. This is a well. This is a bit sad. Of course, was Terry Callier, and
yeah.
The response to his death, I thought, was quite incredible. I mean, every newspaper wrote an obituary about him, and you know, he was quite pretty much little known 10 years ago.
Well, he went back to work in. Was he a computer? What did he do?
He was a computer programmer. Yeah. I mean, so he did his career with Cadet, and then he sort of
disappeared.
Then he got a couple of records with Elektra in the late '70s, and then. I think, he had to look after his daughter, and the only way he could do that with consistency to pay for her education was to go and get a normal job. So he did that, and he became a computer programmer, and then he got rediscovered and ended up putting out some more music. And, you know, that's when you probably saw him live, right?
Yeah, that's when I saw him live.
What was your favourite? What was your favourite Terry Callier?
It was What Colour Is Love and Dancing Girl. I love those two.
Mm.
And, yeah, seeing him sing that live, I did, as I told you earlier.
What was it about him?
It's the tone of his voice, and it's really quite raw, isn't it? And the lyrics, yeah, you do see the sort of images when he sings. Not all singers like that, I think, but with him, the lyric and the tone of his voice, you sort of get taken away with it.
Is there any music that has taken your mind and soul away in recent times by somebody contemporary? Anyone new that you've gone, oh my God, this has You know, because it's easy to kind of go back to the deep heritage we have. Is there anything that you've heard?
I love Georgia Ann Modro's voice. I love her. But When It Takes Me, I love The Flying Low, the new album. I love that. And I did, the Thundercat bass did that for me as well. I love listening to that, which is almost fusion, which isn't my vibe. But for some reason, the album just struck a chord with me and I loved it.
Finish off of Ooh Child by the Five Stair Steps, because I love that track.
I love it. The production, everything, the sentiment, and the way it doesn't really come, it doesn't really peak till right near the end. It's one of those ones where they hold it all back and then it builds and builds. And, and the drums and everything. It's perfect.
One of those groups, Kenny Burke, Five Stair Steps.
Ooh.
Rising to the Top.
It's good.
Hang Tight.
Hang Tight.
Love it.
Things will get brighter. things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter.
Someday.